Hello, I'm Dr. Megan Piorco, Distinctive Collections Librarian at Villanova University's Falvey Library. I'm here with Mr. John Smith III, a retired lawyer who's active in the civic life of Philadelphia for the last 40 years. Over the last four decades, John Smith has collected antique maps. He has admired Villanova University and generously donated most of his collection to the university over the last 5 to 6 years.
Thank you, Megan. It's great to be here and to be talking with you about one of my favorite subjects, antique maps. As I think about antique maps, I think that they have the power to intrigue and even to dazzle us. They are both scientific documents and works of art. More than anything, however, they tell us stories, including the story told in the university's collection of humankind's gradual awakening to the world that we inhabit. This collection is drawn from works that my wife and I have collected over the last 40 years.
Thank you so much for that introduction. I was wondering how you came to become interested in collecting maps.
It really goes back a long way. When I was younger and interested in backpacking, I used to carry with me topographic maps. They were not nearly as old, but they were wonderful companions for me as I negotiated trails and climbed hills and mountains. The whole idea of rendering geographic space on a map became intriguing to me. And I found them so very useful that I couldn't stop thinking about, wouldn't it be nice to have more sources to start buying really old ones? The first one that I got was a map of an island in the Caribbean. And when I bought that map, I was excited as I could possibly be. And my family was excited, too, because it memorialized a wonderful vacation. Well, that was the first peanut. And after having had the taste of it, I found it difficult to stop. And sooner or later, over the course of years, my wife and I amassed a fairly large collection, which is now the heart of the Villanova Map Collection.
Yes, and we are so happy to have it here. John, I have another question for you. I was wondering if you have a favorite map that you've collected, and also if your wife has a favorite, and if they're the same or different maps.
Megan, that's a very tough question. It's like asking me which is my favorite child, and I have three of them, so I'm not going to be able to answer your question specifically. I can tell you generally, though, the maps that I find most interesting are the maps that were made early on, before there was a lot of data for explorers to go with. And so they were generally bumping their noses against the unknown. And those results resulted in maps that are today the saga of high ambition and abysmal ignorance, religious zeal, and the lust for wealth and power, courage and confusion, and all too often, death at the hands of foes and even friends in lands far from home. Remarkable how well they did with how little they had to go on. So no, I can't answer that question. My wife, though, Susan, may well like a couple of the maps that we found together in China, one of which she found in a back street store in the remote part of Beijing. And she rescued it, she loves it, and it today is the one that she has the most fun talking about.
That's great. So maybe for her, it's more about the experience of collecting that creates the value for her in the maps, and for you, it is the knowledge that they contain about the history of exploring the world.
That's right. And hers were an additional pair of eyes so we could go after things together, and that was fun.
John, this collection is so impressive, and I was wondering what went into your decision-making process about who to trust as the custodians of your wonderful map collection.
Well, after a great deal of thought, it was clear to me that Villanova University would be a perfect home for this collection. It's a university, a distinguished university, with a library collection that is very, very valuable and important, and perhaps even more importantly, made use of, so that future generations, students, and many others would have the benefit of the same things that I had the benefit of.
That's great. I hope that your legacy is able to continue as you imagine it here at Villanova.
I'm sure it will. I'm sure it will.